All About Festivals by Dominic Butler. Copyright Burlington Books 2022. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Can you feel the excitement in the air? Tonight, there will be more parties in the UK than on any other night of the year. It's the 31st of December, the last day of the Gregorian calendar. In the UK, we call it New Year's Eve, but people in some countries call it Old Year's Day or St. Sylvester's Day. However, everybody agrees that it's time to celebrate as we pass from one year to the next. In the UK, many people have parties at home or go out to celebrate the New Year. Just before midnight, they count from 10 to 0 as the clock moves to 12 and the New Year arrives. People open champagne bottles, kiss, and many sing an old Scottish song called Auld Lang Syne. This means the olden days, and it's about old friends getting together after a long time. In London, many people go to the River Thames and wait for the famous clock Big Ben to ring its bells at midnight, and then watch the colourful fireworks. In Scotland, New Year's Eve is called Hogmanay. In the evening, they have traditional Scottish celebrations called Ceilidhs. At these parties, people dress in tartan and kilts and dance late into the night. There is also an interesting tradition called First Footing. This refers to the first person to enter the house in the new year. According to tradition, a tall man with dark hair will bring you luck. Maybe he will bring whiskey or fruitcake, and this means it will be a good year. Many people make New Year's resolutions, promises to be better, like to eat healthy food or do more exercise. We all make them, but how long can we keep them?